Amen. Well, it's good to be in the Lord's house on this Friday evening. I love coming to my Father's house. I'm glad I'm saved. Amen. I remember just like it was yesterday. I got saved March 14th, 2012. And I'm talking about Brother Alex, real Holy Ghost conviction. And the Holy Ghost came, convicted me of my sin. And I got and introduced me to the Savior, Jesus Christ. And I remember bowing my head at the altar. And I prayed and I asked the Lord to forgive me of what I am. And asked Him to come into my heart and save me. And I'm so glad He came into my heart and saved me. Changed my life. Changed my destiny. He changed my life. And still changing my life. Well, as Brother Hunter Herman said, when we preached up there at that preacher's jubilee, we're going to be doing some Bible aerobics. I thought that was funny when he said we're going to be all over the Bible. So I'm going to be in a couple places, and I'm just going to prove to what my Bible says that eternal life is eternal security. You will not lose your salvation. And Calvinist has no right to say anything, because Calvinism is stupidism. And Calvinism is fake. And I'm gonna prove to you that God did not predestine those of us that have been saved. God did not predestine when we were born in this world that some of us are going to go to heaven, some of us are going to go to hell. God does not work that way. See, the God I serve is this, like you said, brother, is free will. Free will. God gives us free will. And if you want to live on that side of the Jordan, God will let you live there. But God would much rather you cross on over with the rest of us. God would rather you be saved. But if you want to go to that God-forsaken place called hell, then He'll let you go there. But He does not want anyone on planet Earth to go there. He wants all to come to Him. Say, I'm going to prove it to you. We're going to be in John chapter number 3, verses 15, verse 16. We're also going to be in John 6, 37, John 10, 27 through 29, and then John 18, verse 9. I must pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just want to bow in Your presence again. Thank You for Your goodness and Your grace, God. Thank You for the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for coming to seek and to save that which was lost. And Father, I pray at this time that You'll help me to preach, God. I pray that You'll make it easy for me as I preach. And I pray, Father, that I don't get in the way. Lord, I pray, help me, God, to make it easy. And I pray that Your will be done. Lord, I love You because You first loved me. And help me to preach for these couple minutes. We'll be careful to give You all the honor and all the praise and all the glory to Your name. Father, have Your will and way. For it's in Jesus' name I humbly pray. Amen. Amen. John chapter 3, verse number 15. The Bible says that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, and everyone on planet probably knows this verse by heart. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. John chapter 6, the Bible also says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. John 10, 27 through 29, the Bible says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. And John chapter 18, verse number 9, the Bible says, that the saying might be fulfilled, which he spake of them, which thou gavest me, have I lost none. Eternal life is eternal security. It's blessed assurance. God will not take our salvation away from us. And not only that, God has not lost one of us. God will never lose one of us. And I'm so glad that the Bible is true. I'm glad that thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And also the word of God is truth. The Bible does not lie and cannot lie. And I'm glad that Jesus said that thy word is truth. And I'm glad he is the word of God. Eternal life. And when you get saved, bless God, when you get saved, amen, it's forever. God does not predestine that we're going to go to heaven when we die, or we're going to go to hell when we die. This is a whosoever salvation. Whosoever comes to him, gets saved, gets born again, gets right with God. I'm so glad that that Calvinism is stupidism. There ain't no such thing. John Calvin had it all wrong. He had it wrong that Calvinism is fake. It is not truth. It has never been true, because God does not take salvation away. And God does not predestine where we're going to go when we die. But like I said before, if you want to live on that side of the Jordan, God will let you live there. And if you want to die without Christ, God will let you die. And you'll go to hell forever and ever, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. And eternal life is eternal security. It's forever. You won't lose it. You will not lose salvation. Yes, we do sin. I sin. And every time I sin, God corrects me. And God comes to me and convicts me of that. What I did was wrong. And I'm glad that he spanks me. I'm glad he spanks me. Amen. He does. Amen. Because if he didn't convict me about it, then that means I'm not one of his. I'm a bastard and not a son. But God loves his children, that he knows them. He saved them. And he comes to help us. He comes to help us, and he comes to tell us to get back up. And I'm glad when he forgave me of what I committed against him. I agreed with God that my sin was wrong. My sin, what I did against God, was wrong. But he convicted me, and I put on best way I know how to put 1 John 1:9 into play. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. He comes and he helps us. And I'm glad that I'm one of his. Bless God, eternal life is mine. Jesus Christ is mine. Amen. Amen. He's given us eternal life. Those of us that have called upon his name. Those of us that have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Those of us that have gave our all to Christ. And I'm glad he helps us. He goes with us. He goes with us home. Bless God, he goes with me to work. Amen. And not just to work. He goes with me everywhere. And you know God can be at two places at one time. He can go with me. He can go with you, Brother Alex. Miss Taylor, he can go with you. Brother Jimmy, he can go with you. Bless God, he can go with everyone in this church. And he can be at two places at once. I'm glad that all power is given unto him in heaven. All power is given unto him in heaven. Bless God, that's why he proved it right there. He can be at two places at one time. He can go anywhere he wanted to. And all across this nation, all across this world. Amen. I'm glad he's never lost one. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor begging bread. Amen. I've never seen him lose one. I've never seen him ever let one down. Bless his holy name. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste and glory divine. Amen. Also, I got another verse. Isaiah 32, the Bible says, don't you love truth? Bible, Isaiah 32, verse 17, and the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. Forever. The Bible says forever. Amen. Salvation is by grace. Salvation is by grace. Woo! Amen. Romans 11, the Bible says. Bible says in the book of Romans, salvation is by grace. Romans 11, verse 6, Bible says, and if by grace, then is it no more of works? Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. It is by grace or are you saved. Works, we didn't work our way to get saved. We didn't become good to get saved. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I'm not good. There ain't none good. No, not one. And when I came to know him, oh, man, when I came to know him, I didn't have to have a college education, a high school diploma. I didn't have to have all A's. But he came to me. He came to me because he loves us. He loves us all. All. It means all. He loves everybody. Love the sinner. Hate the sin. There's two different things. Two different things. Salvation is by grace. By grace are ye saved through faith. And not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. That proves right there. Calvinism has no touch on this. They got it all wrong. Like I said before, it's all in vain. He had it. John Calvin, I don't know if he was saved. I don't know. But when Brother Tommy, I had no clue what Calvinism was until Brother Tommy, I heard about it. I just wanted to ask him. Brother Tommy Smith, Lord saved him. Amen. 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 He ain't a Calvinist either. But he got saved in 1986, and he told me what Calvinism was. And I was so shocked. He was talking about what Calvinism was. And he was talking about that God only picks and chooses who goes to heaven and who goes to hell. That's not what God said. If Calvinism, Brother Alex, if Calvinism did exist, why are we preaching? Why are we serving God? Why are we praying? Why are we witnessing? Why are we coming to church? If Calvinism was real, we wouldn't have to do any of that. But God said otherwise. Go and preach the gospel. Now, he didn't say women preach. He said, women, go. Be a light for Christ. God does not call women to preach. I can't deal with that. If God puts a woman in charge of the church, then and the Bible says the husband is the head of the wife. Now, why would he put a woman in charge of the church? Does that mean the man, when the man comes to church, is she in charge of him? That is out of line, way out there in left field. Yeah. I said left field, not right field. Right. Left is wrong, right is right. All right? And she agrees with me. She agreed. Taylor agrees with me. I didn't have to tell her about it. She just told me personally. So I can preach to her on this because she won't get mad. If she got mad, I got the Bible for it. Amen. Anyway, I don't know how I got on that. But anyway, salvation is by grace. Galatians Galatians 6:14. I don't think I'm going to get done with this. Oh, Galatians 6. I'm just proving that the Bible is true. Thy word is true. Amen. Galatians 6:14, the Bible says, but God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. When you get saved, you become a new creature. A new creature in Christ. You become a different person. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. All things become new. Salvation is by grace. It's not of ourselves. We can't work our way to heaven. It's already finished. Jesus paid it all when he died on the cross for the sins of the whole world. For the sins of the whole world. And we have free will. Calvinism is fake. Fake. Okay. Number one, it is a present condition. It's right now. Or you can say it's a gift that God gave to you. You will not lose that present that God has given to you. It is a present condition. I got Bible for it. 1 John chapter number 3, verse number 2. The Bible says, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. It is a present condition. It says we are saved. We are saved already in Christ. It is him that keeps us saved. Amen. Galatians 4:6. The Bible says, Galatians 4:6. Bless God. Galatians 4:6. The Bible says, and because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. John, present, what God gave to us, salvation to enjoy. Amen. It's forever. Number two, it is a permanent condition. How does God keep us permanently saved? Romans 8. Okay, Romans chapter number 8. Bible says in Romans chapter number 8. If I can get there. Romans 8 verse 3. The Bible says, For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Go down to verse 34. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. It is a permanent condition. It's permanent. You can't lose it. You can't lose it. Bless God, you won't lose it. Amen. Amen. We cannot be separated from the grace of God. His gift is permanent. And if Christ said these things, then they are true, because God can't and don't lie. And last but not least, it is a present condition. So it means God gave it to us. It is permanent condition. God won't take it away. And number three, it is a precious condition. Philippians chapter 4. Verse 6, Bible says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4 says, having confidence, to be convinced, to be assured that you have eternal life. That you have eternal life. And also Jude 1, the Bible says in Jude 1, Jude the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified, which means set apart. Sanctified means set apart by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. To be preserved, to guard from loss, to fulfill command, to hold fast. And we are kept by Christ and for Him. For Christ. So, like I said before, don't stand up, crooked Christians. Have Scripture to back it up. Have Scripture to back it up and proof that this is what God said. And this word right here is the Word of God. There ain't no NIV, no other Bible but this. The clear Word of God. And everything that we need to know is in that book. Amen. The Way of Life.
Right.
The number one more time, it is a present condition. It's right now. You got it. September the 30th, 2018. Brother, you got saved.
Hey.
And I appreciate you.
Amen.
Hey, I mean, I appreciate you so much.
Amen.
That you were willing to go to Iceland right away.
Hey.
Son, I mean, I'm telling you, wanted to go tell the world that Jesus saved me.
Hey.
Amen. I appreciate your willingness, Brother Alex.
Yeah.
And you said, preacher, bye-bye. But I would have missed you too much. I'm glad you're still here. But I'm telling you, I appreciate men and women who love Him. I'm glad. I love my church. We got a good church, but there's some things in our church that needs to be fixed. And I'm saying we're not up here, but we ain't up here. We're not down here. We're somewhere in the middle. Okay. We need improvement. We need to be changed. We need Christ more and more each day in our lives.
Right.
Every day we need Him. And every day you can find Him. Seek Him and pursue. Pursue. So number one, it is a present condition. Right now, you got it. If you're saved, you got it. You won't lose it. We sin, all of us, everyone sins.
Right.
But the difference from a saved man and a lost man is that saved sinner be convicted. That lost sinner just gonna keep doing what they're doing and not be changed,
right.
Unless God's people go and tell them. And then either two things are gonna happen: either they'll accept or they'll reject. Let's go tell them that Jesus saved. Amen. Jesus saves.
Hey.
I love that song. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. It is a present condition. It is a permanent condition. It means you won't lose it. You got it. It's forever. Forever and ever. Forever. And it is a precious condition. It's precious. I'm glad that He saved me. And it's precious to me. He is precious.
Hey.
He is precious.
Amen.
Jesus is the best. And Jesus is number one. He's number one in my life. So remember, eternal life is eternal security. I'm going to close in prayer. Father, we love you. Thank you for what you've done, Lord. Thank you for all you're going to do. I pray, Father, hope some people get help. Lord, I sure did. I got much needed help. Thank you, Lord, for putting these in remembrance. And I pray that I don't forget what you've done for me. Father, I pray, have your will and way. We love you because you first loved us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your many blessings, Lord. We'll be careful to give you all the honor and all the praise and all the glory. Forgive us of our sins. For it's in Christ's name we humbly pray. Amen. Amen.
With joy he served as he cut down wood until the axe had fell. Now he had no power to serve the master. Was borrowed, and he took him to the place where the axe had fell and his strength had sank away.
And the iron did slip. There will be joy and strength when you get back to the cross. Place your trust in Jesus. Take back what you lost. Take up your axe and place it in your hand. Walk by faith and not by sight, and place your trust in Him. And the eyes. Tired of working on my own, Lord, it's much too hard to serve you on my own. I remember what you gave.